Chapter 5. A Tragedy at the Opera. Monsieur Moncharmin and Monsieur Richard were in their office.
"The opera on Saturday is Faust," said Richard. "Let's watch it from Box 5."
On Saturday morning, there was a letter from the opera ghost in their office. "My dear managers, if you still want peace, I have three conditions. 1. I must always have my private box. 2. Christine de A. must sing the protagonist's part in the opera tonight. 3. Madame Giry must keep her job. Do not refuse, or I will put a curse on the theatre. Opera ghost."
"I'm sick of him," shouted Richard. He banged his fists on his office table.
That afternoon, Carlotta, the protagonist in Faust, received an anonymous letter in red ink. It said, "Do not sing tonight." At 5 o'clock, she received a second letter. "You are ill. You must not try to sing tonight." Carlotta laughed. She was not worried by the letters. The opera started. Carlotta was singing the protagonist's part. Christine had another part. The managers were sitting in Box 5. Nothing unusual happened in the first half. Carlotta sang beautifully. The audience was very enthusiastic. During the interval, the two managers left the box.
"Do you see the fat woman over there?" said Moncharmin to Richard. "She has Madame Giry's job. I gave her a ticket so that she can see an opera before she starts working here."
When they returned to Box 5, they saw some English sweets on a chair. They looked at each other. They did not laugh. They remembered everything that Madame Giry told them. They felt cold air around them. They sat down in silence. Carlotta started to sing. Suddenly a terrible thing happened. She croaked like a frog. The two managers were horrified and turned very pale. Richard called to Carlotta.
"Well? Go on! Go on!"
Carlotta tried the words again. Croak. Everyone in the theatre was shocked. The two managers heard a strange noise. The ghost was laughing behind them. And then they heard the ghost's voice.
"Her voice is so bad, it will bring the chandelier down."
The managers looked at the ceiling and gave a terrible cry. The enormous chandelier fell and crashed on the head of the fat woman, Madame Giry's replacement. She died immediately.